Ervin Perk Dalad Mishnevav. Hayushnaim Mixas Amosov Shalzeh B'soich Amosov Shalzeh. You have two people where they're four amos. Let's say they can't walk beyond the four amos. So they're, for example, outside of their tchum, and they can only each walk four amos. However, there are two amos that are overlapping between the two of them, the two middle amos. Mevien va'ochlin be'emtza. So they can both bring and eat to those middle two amos. As long as each person knows not to bring food out of his four amos into the next person's two amos. And like the Taisis Antiv points out, just like a person can't go out of his four amos, so too a person's items. Also, they go like him. So if he can't walk beyond four amos, his items can't walk beyond four items as well. So he can't even put his item where his friend is sitting and give his friend the item.
What if you have three people? The outer two, their dalet amos do not intersect. They do not overlap. However, the middle guy, he intersects with both of them.
So just picture four amos next to four amos, and then the middle guy is in the middle of both of them, and he's got two amos on each side.
So the middle guy is mutter to go into each side, obviously only two amos towards each side, like the Rav explains.
And they're mutter to go into his two amos, meaning the portion that they're overlapping with the middle guy with.
But the two outer guys, since they have nothing in common, there's no overlapping area, they're usher to go from one to the other, meaning that one outer guy cannot go into the other outer guy. So the guy all the way on the east cannot go onto the west and vice versa.
Amar Rabbi Shimon, l'maha davar daima. So Rabbi Shimon says, so what does this compare to?
L'sholosh chatzeris, ha-psuchas zolazo, psuchas l'rushas aram.
There are three chatzeris, three courtyards, that are open to each other, and they're also open to rushas aram.
Ervushteim in Mount Mitzos, and the two outer ones made an Erev with the inner one.
He mutaras imahem, so the inner one is mutter to the two outer ones.
Vehe mutaras imah,
and the outer ones are mutter to the inner one.
Ushtaim hachitzonos asuras zu imzu,
and the two outer courtyards are usur one to the other. It's the same idea. Because Rabbi Shimon held that just like the case in our Mishnah, which it seems the Rabbanan also agreed, because the case in our Mishnah, everybody holds that when you have three people, that the outer ones are able to go to the middle one. So it should be by the courtyards. But yet by courtyards, the Chum disagree. Now, why do the Chum disagree by courtyards? The Rabbi Shimon says, you should also agree with me by the case of three courtyards, where the middle courtyard should be mutter to carry and share with the outer courtyards, and only the outer courtyards can't share with each other. Why should that be any different? So the Chum held it is different because the Rav explains, by a case of courtyards, it's not like our cases where you have one person on the outside, one person on the inside, and another person on the other outside. This is different because you have multiple people in a chatzar. And because of that, you may have a person that comes from the east chatzar and wants to go to the west chatzar. And usually, if you only had three people, the middle person would stop them. But when you have a lot of people there, they won't realize that they may think, hey, this guy that's coming, maybe he's really, you know, this guy that's I see walking through the middle chatzar, maybe he's like a new neighbor from the middle chatzar. He just bought a new house. Not everybody knew everybody. Or there's more likelihood that because there are more people, he wouldn't know him. He wouldn't know where he came from. So therefore, there's a chashash, or more of a chashash, that a guy from one of the ends is going to go to the other end. Masha Inkain, when you only have three people, the middle guy knows exactly who he's dealing with, and he would not let one of the outer guys, he would tell him, hey, if you're coming from the west, you can't go to the east, because it's beyond your Dalet Amos. And that's the difference why the Chum disagree with Rabbi Shimon.